provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, this morning we're going to be talking about Morgellons disease. We were at a conference recently, and Mike Brunel was there, and he is with some sort of a research group on Morgellons. What is Morgellons? Well, there's a lot of conjecture, a lot of information out there. What do we really know? I mean, some people claim so it's related to aerial spraying, but can we prove that? What can we actually prove? A lot of people, of course, have been told that this is all psychological. I don't believe for one minute that. There are a lot of unanswered questions about this. Where did Morgellons come from? Why is it new? There seems to be talk about fibers, and so... with us, of course, is Mike, and then Catherine Augustine is with him. And Catherine apparently has worked in this and has done studies on this. So first of all, Mike, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Good morning, Stan.
And Catherine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your work and your background in Morgellons and why you're interested in it, why we should be interested in it.
Well, I've had this for over 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I believe around 1991 is when I started to first notice symptoms, and as throughout the years, some years it's been bad, other years I was pretty clear of it. But I noticed the first thing was extreme itching, and then I had you would feel like something, again, you've heard the phrase crawling under your skin type thing. And then there would be lesions that would form, and from these lesions there would be fibers and little spheres. And you'd look at them, and I used the little microscope even. Well, I don't know what year I got that little microscope, but I could see these things. And I took it to my doctor even, and I said, well, could you look through the microscope? And she didn't want to, but she finally did, and she was kind of amazed herself, and she didn't know what to say. And so I started studying this I looked in books. I was thinking it was something outside. And so I'd look in books, and I'd go to the library. Every 2 days I'd be looking for books, and I'd bring home books and read through things, and but I couldn't find anything I could even relate it to. And so then I, in 2000 or so, Mary Lieto at Morgellons Research Foundation started research, and she was into, I believe her study was in biology, and so she knew a little bit about biology, so she could explain a few things. But her son had this. And then she established the Morgellons Research Foundation. And then Dr. Wymore from Oklahoma State, he started studying that. And Dr. Harvey, who was at the MRF wrote a few papers on. He thought it had something to do with pine trees, maybe allergy to pine trees. There's something in the pine that may have been linked with what he called a pulmone worm type thing, and so we checked that out, and there were no, that didn't, you know, they couldn't say, you know, doctors would say that's not what that is, you know. So generally those stay in the lungs, you know. So, and this was on the skin, this was on our legs, on our arms, neck and back, face, hair, in our hair. And it seemed to come from the base of the hair, the root. And I was told I had folliculitis. You know, I thought, okay, well, all right, you know. So then I put on it, it didn't heal. It didn't heal it at all. In fact, it spread. And it usually takes about 4 months for a lesion. If you have a lesion, it usually takes about 4 months to heal. In the end, it starts to, it calcifies. So it's kind of a strange thing, and I've followed it for years, the pattern that it takes. And now you get to the point where you think it's almost something that's not organic. You know, so that's where my study has gone, is going through the organic, inorganic, and then into the nano field. And my background is I've got a Bachelor of Arts in writing. I was going to be a reporter. Investigative reporter. So now I'm investigating this. So,
all right. Well, but, basically, after all of this, what do you think this is? Do you think it's an infection? Do you think it's an allergy? Is this some sort of a manufactured disease? What have the researchers come up with?
Well, we found five elements to it. There's a filament involved, or fiber, and then there's spheres, which can be metal or calcium, maybe calcium-coated, which would then make it a manufactured type of thing. And it has hexagons, and there's an organism that is, well, sort of insect-like, fungal-like, and viral in a way, and plant-like.
Okay, so there's some sort of an organism.
Yes, but it can't be identified. It looks more, I would say, like a fungal or a plant almost.
Has it actually ever been localized and cultured, or can anybody actually show you one of these? Are there pictures of them?
Yeah, there are pictures on our website. You can see some of the organisms. They look, I would say they look more plant-like, but then there will be some that will look like almost like a columbola or like a water flea type thing. Very
small.
Have
they ever been, nobody can identify them?
Now, Dr. Wymore did a study on columbola. And
what is columbola?
I think it's what they call a jumping flea. They're called snow fleas. Sometimes you'll see them on the snow. They're like little dots in the snow.
Sure.
They're very small, and they kind of have they curl up, and they what they do is they jump from their tail. They don't have wings. They just jump from their tail, and they live in debris, you know, like dead leaves and stuff, and sometimes on top of in the warmer, just before the snow melts, you'll see them on the snow. And
but
he did a study on
these
that.
These are actually under the skin. These are not on the skin. These are under the skin, aren't they?
Some of it's under the skin, yes. And it seems to come out of the skin.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Hello, health seekers. This is Bev Parker announcing my next free essential oils workshop. Mark your calendar now for Wednesday, June 29th, 6 p.m. at the downtown Hilton in Fort Collins, west of College on Prospect. Discover how to use essential oils for joint and muscle health and pain management. Learn to enhance your body's natural healing ability so you can enjoy summer activities. Get the resources you need for health and well-being. Don't miss this fun and fabulous event. Bring new friends for the Thank You Friend gift drawing. Enjoy a team member's business strategy session. Be surprised with free essential oil gifts. And greet KHNC talk show host Danny Golden
as she makes a special personal appearance to meet you. Seating is limited for this free essential oils workshop on June 29th, 6 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton, 425 West Prospect. Reserve your spot now by calling me, Bev Parker, 970-493-6789, or go to RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com, 970-493-6789.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stanback here. We're talking about Morgellons disease. Mike Brunel, or Brunel, is with us. I met Mike last weekend or the weekend before that at the Conspiracy Conference in Santa Clara. Mike, how many people do you think there are in the country that have Morgellons disease? Do we have any idea?
Well, Stan, as far as that statistic, as far as announced and counted, we just heard something of over a million, and I guess that would pertain to, as Catherine mentioned, the lesion, you know, the visible sufferers. Now, part of our work is trying to inform people that this is not a disease, since it is completely bio-created. It's a bio-engineered part organism, you know, part all these elements we speak of. So I try to tell people that calling it a disease can be partially counterproductive. As far as the lesions, we know over a million. They've had hundreds of thousands counted in Europe. Now, this is just from somehow where people were able to present these statistics to a physician or whatnot. And I feel most people with the lesions are pretty much suffering alone and trying to deal with this problem. Now, as far as our non-suffering and healthy people, like myself and hopefully everybody, we do carry all the ingredients of this in our blood and inside of us. So it's kind of a hard question. I would say the announced people of sufferers is becoming extreme, but then again, we are still looking, as Clifford Carnicom has always announced for, it's been quite a few years, looking for somebody that does not show this in their body, in their blood.
All right, fine. Now, for those of you who don't know Clifford Carnicom, he's written extensively about chemtrails, and more recently he's been writing on nanotechnology, and he's covered and mentioned the Sidney Morgellons disease. There's a lot of confusion as to what this is, how people get it, and how it manifests itself, and certainly where did it come from and what can you do. Is there any treatment for people that have this condition? We won't call it a disease, we'll call it a condition. Catherine, is there any treatment for this that helps people?
Well, a few people have given us some things to go on, taking vitamins. And one thing that Clifford Carnicom mentioned was to take vitamin C because that helps the immune system. And then an antioxidant. To take one of those, Others have said to you, we've gone to using essential oils. Some of us use that, and herbs.
Well, do these things help you?
Yes, they help us. They relieve some of the symptoms. Like, well, for one, I use, which is really quite silly, but I use Vicks on it. Somehow the methylation in the Vicks will soothe. If it's very painful, it'll soothe the pain. And I've recently had one on my face that feels, what it feels like is like a needle pulling a thread through the skin, and you feel these sharp pains right at the nerve. It'd be probably at the nerve tip or ending, you know. So I'll put Vicks on there, and it'll soothe it, you know. And I change that. I won't leave that on, you know, for very long, because they say that's not good to do that. And then I'll put an ointment of some sort or something, mainly a creamy ointment rather than a oil-based one. And we've tried other things is changing the way we eat, having less cheeses and breads, and you know, because yeast seems to be involved with it, some sort of yeast, we're not sure. A few people have been, you know, have the candida yeast seems to be involved a bit. But if you cut back on breads and things like that, and cheeses and stuff, that will start to heal. But the lesion itself, it's very strange. It's like there's something in there. But where it is at the center of where the nerve thing is, and that's where the pain comes in. And then out of the lesions will come these black fibers, and the red fibers are the most painful.
All right, fine. Well, now, Mike, has anybody actually analyzed the fibers to tell us what is in the fibers? Because this is one of the big questions. You know, we hear the story of the fibers, and I know you've been working on that, and other people have. Before we get into that, why did you get involved in Morgellons, and then of course we'll talk about the fibers, but how did you get involved? You're not personally afflicted with it.
Well, I was very aware of the activity in the environment and the aerosol program, and I was I had a terrible case of bronchitis, which intensified my reaction to witnessing the daily onslaught. I'm here in California, of the planes spraying the aerosol.
Talking about aerial spraying, this guy would cut you.
Yeah, and then I, just on my own, I confirmed myself. I started doing little tests of the air, and I had a microscope, and I started with just a pocket microscope that is $15. I got it at Radio Shack, and it's just goes to 100 micropower. And that's the secret is you don't see these things, and that is how, you know, they're covering it up and avoiding a public panic. And this microorganism is totally revealed just with this tiny pocket microscope that even some of the children's little microscopes we used to play with will totally reveal this whole secret. And then I realized the whole environment, it was everywhere. You really couldn't walk a couple feet without being able to obtain a sample.
Well, now, so, basically, what are these fibers?
What are these fibers? Catherine has been working 20 years on that subject. It's a synthetically based life form. It's a combination, or whether it is a virus, bacteria, fungus, the structure is partially inorganic. We've come a long ways in identifying, like as Catherine mentioned, the five elements of Morgellons. We're still trying to get down to the genesis of this creation.
Okay, well, Catherine, do we have any idea what the fiber actually is? I mean, is it a synthetic material? Is it produced by some sort of an organism? What does it have to do with nanotechnology? What do we really know about the fiber?
There was one person who did a study on it. His name was Robert Smith, and he was out of the University of Arizona. And he did a fiber study through the Oklahoma State University information, and he found four different things on the fibers, hypothetical proteins he thought they were, and he said what needed to be done was to have a fluorescent study done on it. He didn't have the equipment to do that. Dr. Wymore was going to proceed with that, and he too didn't have the equipment to do it. So they never finished up that study. But what Dr. Smith found was that there was some sort of core, it would have been bovine type of material in one of them. You know, like the things on the tendons in meat, you know, that type of material that may have been organic, but yet he said there's more to that because they look like they're plastic almost. The black ones to me look like they're more rubber or vinyl type, or they look a little different than the clear fibers. The clear fibers look plastic. Then there's smaller fibers than that, and those are wispy, and they could float around. Those are the ones that move, and those, I think, are nano-engineered because they don't look like wool fiber or cotton or any of that. Dr. Wymore compared the fibers to cloth fibers, and they were smaller. And they didn't match up. They had a forensic study done on them where they checked over 600 types of things, and they couldn't label it.
Basically, are there more than one type of fiber?
Yeah, I think there are. There's a clear fiber that seems to be a little different than the red and black ones, and there's some blue ones and green ones, and some people have gotten purple ones and all these different colors, and I'm wondering if they're using some kind of color-coded system to follow these things. And they light up. There could be quantum dots. There's a small particle that is found inside of some of the fibers, and that's what causes them to light up. And sometimes the sun, UV radiation can light them up. Sometimes just focusing the light on them, you can see. Or if you put a black light on them, you can see a green fluorescent protein or a yellow fluorescent, which actually comes.
We really don't know about the fibers. Has the government or CDC or any National Institute of Health or any government bureaucracy really studied these fibers?
No.
And we have to ask ourselves, why not? Well, of course, we go over to chronic fatigue syndrome. Those of you who have read the book, Oster's Web, will find out that the government has done everything they could to confuse the issue with chronic fatigue. 2 million Americans have chronic fatigue, and probably almost an equal number have Lyme disease. We do know that Lyme originated in Lyme, Connecticut, right across the inlet from Plum Island, where all the secret research on biological borne diseases, tick-borne diseases, was carried out, 25, 30 years ago. And, of course, Lyme didn't exist before then. And, of course, it spread to Lyme, Connecticut. Now it's all over the world. Our ticks never used to carry these diseases. Now they do, and multiple diseases. And if you get a tick bite, you are in real trouble because you can get the one of a number of different diseases, chronic diseases, disabling diseases, and there's an organized, orchestrated effort on the part of the government to conceal the truth. And you can read the book, Oster's Web. We have secondhand copies are available from Radio Liberty. One of the most exciting, challenging books we carry, Oster's Web. It's a available by calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry second-hand copies because the book's out of print. But because we want you to understand this is not imaginary with chronic fatigue, then we seem to see the same pattern with Morgellons disease. A conscious effort to confuse the issue, not to study it, even though with chronic fatigue, Congress has repeatedly appropriated large sums of money to study the disease. For some strange reason, the bureaucracy refuses to study it. Catherine, what do you know about the government? Has the government done any studies on Morgellons?
Well, CDC was supposed to have done one, and they were supposed to bring out a report this year. They did a study with the Kaiser Institute, and with the, I believe they had a scientist from the U.S. Army working mm-hmm. with them. But we have not heard from that report, and they said, well, it depends on our stakeholders.
Don't hold your breath. We'll be back in just a moment here, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes government can be hazardous to your health. We'll be back in a moment. If you have a call, give us a call. If you have a question, give us a call. 877-25.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I understand. Here, there's so much confusion about Morgellons disease. But it does afflict a significant number of people. And it would almost appear as if there are officials who are doing everything they can to confuse the issue. Well, before we go on, Mike, do you have a website you'd like to suggest for our listeners?
Yes, sir. We are the MorgellonsResearchGroup.com, and that's MORGELLONS for Morgellons and ResearchGroup.com. And from our website, you can access many important links to learn about what this condition really is. And I understand it's very confusing for everybody. These is such a high technical level of the world's best scientists working for this for the bad side, I guess. But yeah, Morgellons Research Group, and from there, these links are wonderful, and we have a vast video opportunity to learn about this. We have a special videographer that is a member of our group that has made over 50 very informing videos where you can kind of start at the beginning and just move along and learn about this this syndrome. And I'd really appreciate if people would just educate themselves, and we are ready to help and answer questions. You can email us. We are trying to reach out to the public because not many people are, and this is way too important for the populace to not be aware of what is being done to them.
All right, Catherine, I would like you to call my 800 number, 800-606, 800-544-8927, and you know, give me your telephone number. I'd like to interview you on another program, but right now, do you have a website you'd like to get out?
Well, I pretty much work with the MRG research group. So
okay, so
we have a forum that we're constantly, if people want to go on, it's kind of a working forum, so we bat ideas back and forth, and we put out information and discuss things and see if that may pertain to Morgellons, and then we carry it further. And that web page is, let me see, I have the one for the
it's
forum.
It's the Morg Board at Pro Board.
At Pro Board, yes.
All right, now, is this a communicable disease? Can it be spread within a family from a husband to a wife or a mother to her children?
We don't think so because, now, my husband, the last 20 years, he has not gotten this. And I've been around other people, and they don't have it. And you know, at first we thought we were contagious, and so we stayed away from everyone. We were a bit afraid that what we had, we were just going to give it to other people, so we kind of closed ourselves off. And then after a while, we realized that, no, this seems like it's more man-made. In other words, it's more inorganic than it is organic, you know. So then we realized we weren't shedding off anything that was it could infect others. The only other thing we thought of was that the you go back to that influenza virus from the beginning. People were given shots, you know, and I thought maybe at first maybe I had gotten from the shedding. My mother had gotten a vaccine way back I think her first ones was in the 80s. But she had gone through the same type of symptoms that Morgellons people go through. And now I don't know if she had it before or after, but what she did do is worked with the veterans, and that was right around 1991 where the Gulf War was going on, and those people were coming home. And whether it came from there, we don't know. But what we do know is that the Gulf War people from back then, the 1991 first war, came back with similar symptoms. So we were trying to figure out if there was a connection. The chronic fatigue was there. That's in Morgellons as well. The fibromyalgia, they had skin conditions, and they were disoriented. Some of them were disoriented. Occasionally that happens with Morgellons people. So there was a comparison there to them. what they were suffering.
Well, now, do the people with Morgellons have similar symptoms to the Gulf War?
Yes.
All right. Let me point out, ladies and gentlemen, that this whole Gulf War, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia complex, you can remember what the basic symptoms of this are. It's simply a mnemonic, A, B, C, D, E, F. A, for arthritic type of pain. B, brain fog. People don't think clearly. C, colitis. They usually have an intestinal problem, not always, but many of them will have a lot of diarrhea. D, for degenerative neurological diseases. E, for a lack of energy. And F, for a simply a fatigue, just an overwhelming fatigue. Do you have any of those symptoms, Catherine?
Yes, almost all of them. And
all right. So those are what is so characteristic of this chronic fatigue. And chronic fatigue is really, we know one thing, and that is these people have multiple infections. And remember, a lot of this has come on after vaccines. That's why you never know what's in that shot. One shot could destroy your life forever. We know that they were putting material into the vaccines to make women sterile. They did this in many countries throughout the world. Part of the population control agenda, they put a chorioamnionotrophic in the vaccines. You don't know what's in the vaccine. They tell you that they're good for you, and yet we know there are aluminum there, terrible poison, mercury in many of them, MSG, formaldehyde. Right now, they've just suddenly come up and said, oh, shucks, we just found formaldehyde's a carcinogen. Oh, shucks. Well, they've known that for a long time. I don't know how many of you remember that when after Katrina, they took all these people, most of the poor blacks. They had no place to live. Their homes had been destroyed in New Orleans. And they put them in these prefabbed homes. And they all reeked of formaldehyde. Why would you have a prefab home that reeked of formaldehyde? And they all got sick. And they said, oh, shucks, we just don't know why all these homes reeked of formaldehyde. Well, now they tell us they're carcinogen. But then, after all, most of them are poor blacks. So does anybody really care, or should we be concerned that maybe they are simply experimenting with the people? Well, so that's another subject altogether. But let's get back to Morgellons disease. After 20 years with this, Catherine, what do you know for certain? Do you know the cause of it? Do you know certainly the cure of it? Does anybody know where it came from? And hang on there, we'll be back in just a moment.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Hello, health seekers. This is Bev Parker announcing my next free essential oils workshop. Mark your calendar now for Wednesday, June 29th, 6 p.m. at the downtown Hilton in Fort Collins, west of College on Prospect. Discover how to use essential oils for joint and muscle health and pain management. Learn to enhance your body's natural healing ability so you can enjoy summer activities. Get the resources you need for health and well-being. Don't miss this fun and fabulous event. Bring new friends for the Thank You Friend gift drawing. Enjoy a team member's business strategy session. Be surprised with free essential oil gifts. And greet KHNC talk show host Danny Golden as she makes a special personal appearance to meet you. Seating is limited for this free essential oils workshop on June 29th, 6 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton, 425 West Prospect. Reserve your spot now by calling me, Bev Parker, 970-493-6789, or go to RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOilBlog.com,
970-493-6789. Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Catherine and Mike Brunell, and if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. But Catherine's been studying this for 20 years, and really had more questions than answers, but at least there are other people that are coordinating. They're trying to come up and analyze what's going on. These fibers, are they various colors, Catherine?
Oh, yes. The first ones I noticed, I think, were the black ones, and then
what influences the color of the fibers that come out?
Well, the black ones seem to have if you took a golf club, you know how it had the head is kind of curved up?
Yeah.
The black ones seem to have one of those at the end of them. The clear ones are just kind of in masses, and sometimes they're balled up in bunches. And then the red ones are the ones that are closest to the nerves, and they seem to be really strong, and they're very hard to sometimes it'll be in a lesion they will be sticking out, and they're just. And you don't even want to touch them because it hurts, because it's hooked right onto the edge of the nerve. It's that far in. And the other ones, I'd say the small wispy ones are the ones that sometimes they'll brush across your face and they'll make you itch because they're so small. And they're different colors. You have some are green, some are, purple and blue. The blue one is one of the first ones, I think, that were very clear. And those are pretty solid looking like, and they look plastic. They appear plastic. And then there's pink ones. Some people have gotten pink ones. Different colors like teal or odd colors, too,
Okay, so they're all different types of colors, but nobody's ever really been able to determine what is in the fibers. In other words, are they made of plastic? Are they made of polyethylene? Are they some sort of organic substance?
I've looked at
human hair, but they're much smaller than a human hair, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, they have a polymer base, I think, and polyethylene has been. I've seen fibers made of polyethylene in some of the studies, of the new nanoproducts they're using. They've also used polyester. There's a couple other things, polyvinyl, and resins. They're epoxy types of things.
Are these related somehow to the military use of nanotechnology, or do we know?
Yes, we think it might be, because they seem to have the Kevlar, which is a form of fiber, and they use those in the Kevlar vests and in the clothing, actually, that they wear. And, yes, a lot of this has been found where they have done the studies or have asked to have the studies done working with universities. We've seen some of that. But Mike had said yesterday, a couple days ago, that they're like, 20, 30 years ahead of us with all that. But yet they at some point had created these. for use. So,
well, I'm sure that there's so many questions out here, and everything, so much of what the government does is secret. Oh, my goodness, it's classified. We can't let the public know. You have a whistleblower like this fellow Manning. He's been kept naked in his cell. Kept naked in his cell. An American who's never been indicted or tried, kept naked in his cell day after day, week after week, month after month, in total isolation. Punishment? Why, supposedly, we don't know whether he did or not, supposedly he leaked the WikiLeaks classified documents to let the public know of some of the machinations of what was going on behind the scenes. Why would you treat a human being like that? Or is this to terrify people into telling the truth about some of the things that are going on? And what would be the terrible secrets that would be released if we really knew everything is classified? And why is that? Who are they concealing it from? Osama bin Laden? Are we concealing it from the Russians? From the Chinese? Are we concealing it from the American people? Certainly, what are your thoughts on that, Catherine? Why is so much of what the government does all classified, and who are they concealing it from?
I think part of it is that they have technology and knowledge of use of this technology without letting the public know. And I think, I don't know if it's to control or if it's what their motives are for using it without letting the public know.
And who are they?
If it's good for the public, I would think you would let them know.
I thought the government represented the people. Who are they that you refer to?
Well, I would, I guess I see it as a triangle. There's academia, business, and the government all working together now. They call it a triage of sorts, I guess, so that they're all working together so that at the university, if they come up with an invention, there's a pharmaceutical company that's right there to take it, you see, and work with them. So they've moved basically into academia. They've, and the government then just throws up their hands and lets them do.
Well,
whatever,
there's something or someone or a force out there that people are afraid of. In fact,
I agree.
In his book, The New Freedom, this was back in 1912. Since I went into politics, men have come to me privately. And they're afraid of some of the biggest men in commerce and manufacturing. They're all afraid of someone. All afraid of someone. They know there's a force there somewhere. So watchful, so organized, so ostentatiously complete. Well, we'll be right back.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath
or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly I want to thank both Catherine and Mike for being with us this morning. Catherine, if you could call our 800 number, 800-544-8927, and just leave your telephone number, I'll give you a call. And Mike, I want to thank you very much for being with us. Fascinating programs, and I get a lot of questions, don't have all the answers, but I appreciate the fact you're working hard trying to come up with some answers. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you
very much, Stan. Appreciate it very much.
Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Sydney, if you want answers on Morgellons disease, there are none. I mean, the people, Catherine's been working at this for 20 years, and still nobody really knows what this is. Is this a result of a government experiment gone wrong? We know, for instance, that they put a cancer virus in the vaccine, or even they knew there was a cancer virus in the polio vaccine. Whether they put it there intentionally or they got there by accident, we don't know. We do know that when they knew the cancer virus was there, why they continued to distribute it. And how do we know that? We carry second-hand copies of a book published under the auspices of the National Institute of Health called The Health Century. The Health Century. You can get that along with Osler's Web from Radio Liberty. They're both important books. Why is this important? Because you'll find out that the government knew there was a cancer virus in the polio vaccine, and they gave it anyway. Today, 20 to 30% of the population carries that virus. And then we wonder why, since we started the war on cancer, we have so many more cases of cancer. You need to get the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures. If you'd like to know more about the ECT that they talk about, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. We can't even tell you it's ECAC, but we can tell you what the formula is and basically why would they suppress something might be helpful. Well, you need to watch this DVD. Well, it used to be, back in the beginning of the last century, 1 in 17 people got cancer. Today it's 1 in 3, moving towards 1 in 2. Why is it that when we had a war on drugs, we got more drugs? A war on poverty, we got more poverty. A war on cancer, we got more cancer. We've had a war on terrorism for 10 years, and we have more terrorism. Why do you think that is? Is that just coincidence? Our telephone number, if you'd like the books, or get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, 1-800-544-8927. That's Osler's Web, the story of chronic fatigue. Hit the Health Century for the story of how they disseminated a cancer virus in the vaccines. They knew it was there. And of course, they put lots of things in the vaccines to plague our people. And then they tell you how wonderful vaccines are. They're perfectly safe, and they're effective. Well, they are effective, especially when they put cancer viruses into them or disseminate them after they know there's a cancer virus. This book was written under the auspices of the NIH, The Health Century. And then you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need my talk on planned population reduction. It's a DVD. And then our number, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty right now, we get especially benefit from your help. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision and protection, until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal mid-Rosh.